now for the thousands in attendance and the millions around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
African Hip Hop Blog Podcast.
Aizi play play kai boss African Hip Hop Blog handy.
Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome back to the African Hip Hop Blog Podcast. It's your boy Phil Chad, aka Flip Floss, the Big Boss Baby. I'm pretty sure you know the rest by now. Beaming to you live from an undisclosed location in the heart of the motherland that is Africa. Once again, we've got an incredible show for you lined up this week. A lot of news, a lot of music. And we just sit back, turn the volume up, and enjoy some of the best African hip hop from across the continent. So first things first, something I need to address. Last week on the podcast, I dropped the interview with HP. And we also dropped a video with just a short snippet of the full interview. And in fact, the full 40-minute interview is going to be part of our documentary. But we released about 20 minutes of that on the podcast last week. And sadly, a lot of people are taking what was said out of context. A lot of people are twisting his words. A lot of people are even twisting what he was doing. I saw some irresponsible journalism earlier today insinuating that Jabba was high and smoking a blunt during the interview. It was not a blunt, it was a cigarette. And if you listen to the full interview, you'll realize Jabba was not even angry. He was just very passionate about getting his point across about people being disrespectful and not throwing some respect on his name, to quote Birdman. And outside of that, we had an incredible conversation discussing about how happy he is now that he's out of rehab, how happy he is about the outlook of his career and his plans for the future. So please, don't get it twisted. Jabba was not angry. Jabba was not frustrated. He was just passionate about that specific subject, but we had a whole other conversation with so much more. So guys, please listen to the full interview and get the full context. And don't let these lazy journalists fool you. Also in the news, Lil Cash recently announced that his contract with Olamide's YNBL label has expired, and he'll be starting his own label, Yagi Records. What he did reveal, though, was the details of this deal. So he's still going to be signed to Olamide's label, who will manage him, but he will have his own label, and he'll be bringing up new artists. And the guys over at Pulse Nigeria, they did an interview with Lil Cash. They also have a podcast called Loose Talk, and Osagie basically broke down the structure of the deal and what Olamide's mentality is, which is basically find a new act, teach him how to run his business, teach him how to run his brand, and then let him do his own thing so he can find more acts. And I gotta say, I gotta applaud that, especially in hip-hop where so many artists who end up running labels find it so difficult to allow that the artist that they've signed to shine. Olamide has created an incredible template where artists can come up, learn from him, and go and basically pay it forward. And it's something you don't see that often, and I've got to commend him for that. So shout out to Olamide. All the best to Lil Cash. And we just want to see African hip-hop continue to grow. So this is the way to do it, and I got to respect that. Also in the news, Casper Nyovest dropped a surprise release on Friday called Skellum. And whoo, guys, this has to be one of the best lyrical performances I've heard from Casper since the Steve Kekana remix and Dog Shebeleza. He was dropping bars. The wordplay was on point. Sadly, there are a few points where he went off beat. But hey, I think it's something you have to accept. When Casper's rapping in English, he's gonna stagger off beat once in a while. But besides that, this is a banger. It's not gonna get played on radio, but it's gonna appease the hip-hop heads like myself. So let's get straight into it. Let's play Casper Nyovest, Skellum.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote this shit on the road. I agreed to drop it just on one condition. I'ma need some dom and a lot of women. Couldn't give me a call, you just ran to Twitter. Man, I don't get involved with those kind of niggas. The game is getting sour on the day though. They even got awards on the payroll. bitches putting niggas on the Yale. Still the biggest, so I'm guessing it's okay, yo. I'm just really getting tired of the fake shit. I'm dead, I kept the niggas that I came with. But shout out to Tilly Boy, we made it. Man, just make sure we don't forget the basics. Cause we started in my batu, kya hopola na le kapo rita. My queen yaga acha, now it's sushi for a starter, woo. Hoodie legs, kima bonga naga, woo. Fandaha ke sarete, khutma naga plaga.
I get spy, I get spy. If I fuck, I don't tan nebun gun, I get really the divide. I get spy, I get spy. I got the latele za tosi, haki nga nyong gao chunela story. I get spy, I get spy. The host ya guys, the host ya guys. Every chista di bar, I get spy, I get spy. Get clever, I get spy, I get spy. Get clever.
Man, coming up is like hell, so many stories to tell. So many niggas I looked up to, fucked around and he fell. This game is mad unpredictable and it quick to forget. I remember this one time I took a picture with Les. This other girl dissed me about it, hurt my ego, I don't really blame her. She said I look like a groupie cause I wasn't famous. Laughed at me for saying I'm the same if I wasn't greater. No disrespect to the homie, but look what happened later. 20,000 people and we wave it. I be feeling arrogant lately. Long as you're sweating, just like a couple of crapper, like a fast about a doula, bahahaba, ya push, I get double up. So, true number, fana baka, salute as mahatabata, maneuver without a problem, rapunya, di pata pata, ya roka, how come force, ya poka, kanawa bota, matsupa, wabe wabota, ya sopa, kitale sota, watula, wara wafota, hopola, otaba bota, lezuka, ehana hoza, matuna, apala bora, no, the boy is too ill, I could do this in my sleep.
Yeah, I get spy. I get spy. I don't find a bungan. I get a little divide. I get spy.
You know when the air horn goes off, real bars are being dropped. Woohoo! Shout out to Casper in your vest. That is Skellum doing major, 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 major damage on that joint. Speaking of Casper in your vest, Noisy were in South Africa recently and they did a documentary about the rise of hip-hop in South Africa and Johannesburg. And one of the subjects of the documentary was Casper in your vest. Well, I have some thoughts about this documentary, which I share on African HHB. By the time this podcast goes up, that post will be there. So head on over to African Hip-Hop Blog and see what I was talking about. But basically, to sum it up, the issues I had with that documentary were that they didn't even begin to cover the length and breadth of the hip-hop movement in South Africa right now. They left out so many issues, so many relevant points regarding the origins, the influences, and how Casper in your vest is able to perform to a crowd of 15,000 people at Major League Gardens. So head on over to African Hip-Hop Blog to read the full story as I break down the issues that I have with the documentary. Though it's great to have South African hip-hop on such a massive, massive platform, we've got to make sure that the story is told the right way. Also in that documentary was my boy Ricky Rick, who had a short cameo role. They also spoke to him about what it means to the music they make and how it appeals to some of the kids in the hood. And here's one of the songs that I'm sure everyone who's a fan of Ricky is bumping. I've been bumping it ever since it dropped. This is Siligodin. Ricky Rick killed it once again.
This is cocaine.
Show. My nigga filled up the door. Now we done bought us some homes. We are the best and they know. Nigga, you need you alone. Nigga, I'll give you a loan. I told my niggas we young. Quentin. Tafel et chin, Quentin. Tafel et slamba boy. Sigila slamba boy. When una manga boy. Nyangwana ni koga ma fake. When una manga boy. Nyangwana ni koga ma fake. Siju Quentin. Siju Quentin. Siju Quentin. Siju Quentin. Siju Quentin. Siju Quentin.
Ooh, Ricky Rick has mastered the art of making these catchy songs that'll just get played in the club and bump through your speakers all summer long. So, shout out to him. Speaking of Tweezy and stuff he's produced, as I record this podcast, aka recently just completed a rant against Tweezy and how he feels that he's very inconsistent with how he addresses him. Apparently, Tweezy blocked AKA on Twitter, but he just dropped a video interview with the Hip Hop Galaxy South Africa where he's doing nothing but praise AKA and their song All Eyes on Me. During this debate, it also came to AK's attention that Tweezy has what some might term questionable songwriting and songwriting crediting abilities. This obviously based off the debacle that was Day One, which EJ released with Youngster 2 months ago, but then was sold to AK and Questa. According to AKA, Tweezy gave him the song and the concept, and then AK and then suggested that no, this is actually a better song and a better fit for Questa, and that's how it ended up on Questa's album. Questa and AK recently had the Day One launch in Soweto this weekend at Zone 6. So shout out to everyone that was there. If you were there, give us a tweet, let us know how it was. Well, my issues with Tweezy have been well documented on the blog. I just don't understand how, as a beat maker, we're trying to branch out into production, because there's a difference between making a beat and producing a song. And I feel a lot of people don't seem to understand this. If you make a beat and you give it to an artist, and an artist goes off to their own studio, records it, and tweaks stuff around, then you just made the beat, they wrote the song, and they worked with the producer. From the stories that we've been told, especially with regards to the stuff he's done with AKA, Tweezy was a beat maker who then sent the song to AKA, and it was produced by AKA, Master A Flat, JR, Pietro, and the rest of the team. And this is also the bone of contention when Tweezy had his rant about how he didn't get any backstage access to the Metro Awards and had to buy a ticket to be in the crowd. That's just how the industry works. Like, if you want to be treated as a quote-unquote artist slash songwriter, you've got to present yourself that way, and you've got to up your PR game. So, we look to see how this issue develops. But I, for one, have been slightly put off by Tweezy's behavior as of late. He knows how to make them beats, though. In other news, the Summers are coming up this weekend. And just as a recap, those nominated in the Best Rap Album category are MT for his album Avery, Kid X for his surprise nomination for his mixtape 3/4 Pace, Deles for North God, Ricky Rick for Family Values, and Zakwe for Impande. So I actually had an interview with Kid X a few months back, and I totally forgotten that I had this. So I think now's a better time than ever to drop it. And we spoke about, for one, 3/4 Pace, and it just dropped, and his decision to drop it when he did, and also the MTV Hottest MCs list. He had some choice words for that as well. So let's cut over to hear what Kid X had to say about his now summer nominated project, 3/4 Pace.
African Hip Hop Blog.
Well, for me, you know, I'd been working on music throughout the entire year, so I felt like after something happened in my life, I actually reevaluated everything. I went back to the studio, I listened to everything I'd done, and I sort of felt like, well, I can do so much better than this. So I decided, instead of scrapping all the tracks, let me put everything together and just put it out on my birthday as a surprise to the fans, you know, who've been waiting the entire year to hear a project from me. So decided, let me put it out on my birthday. But obviously, like with selection, I didn't just take random songs that I had lying around, you know. Everything was sort of strategized, and then, yeah, put it out.
What's the response been so far?
The response is fucking crazy, man. I didn't even expect it to be that crazy, you know. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. People are loving the song, and for me, what I appreciate most is that, you know, you've got all sorts of crowds just meeting on the project. Like, there's people who just fuck with the one quite the song. There's people who just like the one song where I'm singing, and so forth. So for me, that's, I mean, that just shows that we're growing the market and we, you know, expanding the fan base.
You just dropped a video yesterday?
Yes, sir. I dropped the video on Friday. It actually debuted on Turn Up. It's on YouTube by now. Three Quarters also on iTunes by now. And, you know, I mean, for me, the video, the reason we went with that particular single is because at this time of the year, you know, it's a December song, and we just need to obviously take advantage of that. That's what people want to hear. We can't exactly be putting out, like, a conscious single at this time of the year. So we just decided, let's shoot a video that's going to fully capture what is going on in the song. And, yeah, man, people are loving it. So, yeah, check it out.
FTP just dropped their list. You're number 8. What is your feeling about that list?
I still think it's trash. Like, man, I'm not happy with where I am, but I actually realize that with any list, you're not everyone's going to be too happy. I wasn't even happy about last year's list, so it is what it is. Stay tuned. Album coming out next year, you know, early in the year, first quarter of the year. It's called Thank the King. You guys are going to love it.
African Hip Hop Blog.
There we go. That was my interview with Kid X. And let's get straight into the music. This is Fire Drill, taken off the 3/4 Pace mixtape featuring Ginger Trill.
They say I should loosen my grip, I'm going too hard. So I switch to the flows, but you know how it goes. Before long, they gon' tell me you're flowing too hard. Going a bit too deep, they can't fathom how I purposefully spacebar. Just to let the rhyme miss the beat. You nothing but a novice to me. They still try to question the fees next to be in line. Be everything he's promised to be. Well, plenty bodies on site. One body, two body, nobody in sight. I could wrap circles around these little rap circles, but homeboy, I won't be a part of your sight. Cause the flows is prepaid, tailor made for an unknown release date. Just take my word, nothing on the piece of paper. Cause once the gun's low, just know I don't have step. Take one more, what are yours? You meet Jamaica, gone. Yours, you meet Jamaica, gone. Adios, you meet Jamaica, gone. Adios, you meet Jamaica, yeah. Back in my element, they can't really fuck with this. Who knew that new Kid X had apocalypse? Fans at my shows wanna know when I'm gonna drop a disc. I tell them I'm inspired, I'm just not convinced that they gon' pick up my vibe, let alone stop to listen. Make sense of it though when I'm not consensus. So I go overhead, yeah, strictly business when I hop on tracks with you niggas. Just can't rap with you niggas. I kill you on tracks, you go back, we write raps on a nigga. That's cold, but I'm dashed to your liquor. I'm here to turn down your sound, put an end to your flicker. I pick out a box, they touch you with makeup, let you dig the hole, you can't run through the papers. See, I got it all scripted, but lately I've been going off the top. Think I might have lost interest, if only I could hit the lights. Snap a finger, cut the power off, where's the mic? Put it to my chest, hear my heart beat. I got a lot of stress, just a little hard to read. Little hard to read. I spit it like nobody listen. Just in case you beginners wanna throw shade, I've been a king, man, I'm in this bitch. Get panic, I'm so deep, I have a man wondering who can or king. Cold flow bars, no.
no holds barred. I'm so, so charged. Look, my no hands, no hold bars. Bluetooth style, I'm flousing, saucing. I showboat, so Coast Guard, I go so hard. Low key, hold green cash, don't hold cars, keep stash off the books. I don't show SARS, King pulled an ace out his sleeve. Throw your cards, oh, so control your broad. Niggas kept the file, don't make us go expose your fraud. I low walk bars, nigga, know your guard.
Kid X, Ginger Trill with Fire Drill. And yep, someone better call the fire marshal because those bombs are flaming. No? Okay, cool. Also, the day that I managed to interview Kid X, this was at Cool Out, by the way, I also got a chance to speak to Mr. Beef, who's dropped a couple of impressive joints. Most notably, he's been on tracks with Reason. He's on Reason's latest album. I was looking for a quote-unquote safe song to play from Mr. Beef, because ever since SoundCloud signed these new deals with record labels, everything is getting taken down. Even songs that we get sent by artists are getting taken down. So I don't want to take any risks and get this episode taken off the website. But the only song that I could find that is quote-unquote safe to play was his contribution to the 16 for 16's track adopted a few years ago from Toomey. And since we're about to enter June, and June 16 is coming up, I thought it was a fitting track to play, just to remind us of what we can be thankful for and what we need to celebrate in June. And also a good taste of Mr. Beef's talents. So let's get straight into it. This is the 16 for 16's. By Toomey and a whole heap of artists that dropped about 3 years ago. Mr. Beef is the third verse. When you hear his voice, you'll know it's him. So we're going to play the interview, then we're going to play the track. Let's go.
African Hip Hop Blog.
Yo, my name is Mr. Beef. Straight from Spooky and representing Val. How long have you been in the game? I've been in the game. Okay, let me put it like this. I've been listening to music since 94. Started writing raps 98. Started switching into Vernac 99. That means my mother tongue, Zulu, Sotho, I can rap either way. My first big break was a track called Dollar Crazy. I did it back in 2000 or 2001 or so, back with Kato and the other guy from back in the Val called Della Gofa. That was a big break for me because the song got an airplay on Fresh in the morning. YFM. Projects, it's not really about projects, you know, it's about dropping tracks now, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly what I'm trying to do. So now I'm on the pipeline working, like trying to drop a track. It's me, Questa, and Blacklist. That's a track, actually, I'm trying to drop next year, Feb. It's called Don't Quit. Nothing but song features. You know, I got a lot of tracks, but as I said, you know, I just got to drop this one track, which I'm trying to make it a grand entrance for them, Mr. Beef, that you are about to know. I'm on Reason's album. I'm on the intro, and I don't know what track number it is, but I'm on the other track called Hola, which I'm gonna about, which we're gonna perform, me and my boy Reason. No,
yeah, man,
thank you, dog.
African Hip Hop Blog.
Deep, she's pregnant, can't avoid feeling kicks in her. This one for death, and it's a boy. She rubs her belly, turns on her black and white telly. Newsreader clearly talks her through a scary insert about how things were elsewhere. Bins burst in flames and sent all hell there. Then
worse. Little boys shot in their backs. She watched the footage of this couplet attack. Looked down at this infant in her womb. Apologized for this world she bring him into. Then she looked up, said a prayer. Dear God, hope I raise a warrior prepared to go there. But instead of a bullet to the head, I hope he pull a syllable instead. Nuff said, a month later I was born in the morning. Before long I wrote a strong song and now I'm gone.
They love you when you say no. South Africa belongs to all who live in it, black and white. Well, fine, we all agree to that. But you must leave it there, you must not go on. Because once you say South Africa belongs to all who live in it, black and white, and we must share in the countries where we are. Eh? We thought you were different from Malema, and you are the same. They never had a problem with President Mugabe. Up until President Mugabe said Lancaster resolutions and the land. But, don't you think you have served too long?
Ngamashuma nesithanda temitha ngatitho kwembumbulu somkwamafule yena satho sithika somntanonsunde kasenyangu june naleminye enhlungu inzulu ingeno libaleka khumihuluwe ngalo yomthetho isoluleka kuzi stumbu kuzumntwa kwampompu komi buchitheke sazama ubaleka umntana esikola khonda yosimela ukufokanya amapolice ekzingela lena ndlela yokudidala bembethelela umntu omnyama bonyana kasomandle soyama ngomnqamlezo kodwa aphinda avuke futhi ezilwela ke banethemba lophumelele labo basifela nhlune nangona abanye bethu besulisela Skela bate piti zimbati mbala no kwali nda uzo sela seku tunga matabaza stratu mungi selu mtaba kuti kanda nkuti mtabi bona isamba kupindo kaneli kamba lolu chela kule welu smelu mlunge kule lusitela gomandela
ye Eriki buweli nek santa nik tote chance Never get to le fela mona sata na tote chance Maka aipile mata lakata kle sobi sang Haga pa mente ho vile lenta diska produtuan Manja aide bo hexal bo stompinyan Tuananza no di west Hocha vekta honko pisale Speechy se modify way O shebe diska bata radim sebe le polita Rata malema, o pelo ba tender Pelo ba di navaral mention, I benza E jwalo daide, o vota wan tu saka next Seke hate letwe, o vute ya wan tu saka next Kama hotman, len tu anata o sane ze tota Le ba holo ba yona ba khale ba tota Li di kuku saka si kamane ze ipushang Le man kapa man ampulwang
Shining, it's a new day. I'm mind grinding and the mood change. You might find me amongst a few greats. I might start up on a new page. A rough diamond about to lose shape. Got renewed faith. Who could ever predict that the youth of 76 would ever exist? And live today's youth is better equipped with treasure, the gift of freedom. And in our minds, you'll never extinct. I had big dreams, I could never resist the challenge. I just needed a sense of balance. Back when mommy had to instill some manners. Way before they hit some cameras. This the canvas, ain't thought I'd see a new day this soon. That's something to smile about. Cause now we grace covers of the hype mags. You dig issue. Add sums in my account. And I'm out.
Teeth and it's deep when some kids scream.
Net demon
with feeling a mid-teen like 15 or 16. Kinda sickly, tight chest, wheezing quite lean. Trying to slip free of the grip, weaving baguettes, beaten by the whip. Easily ripping, even his best jeans designed to let bleeding in pain. Teach him to keep peace and idleness. But even with him, speech is the key to breach the widened gap. Restricting and crippling his fit leaders. The shit's mean, but just seems to get meaner. We fixing the system to mislead us. On big screens, we flick seed the big eagles. So where to fall? The hectares of this era. The merry-go has shifted and it's clear. Those who wear the gold have switched teams. It's still that scenario. And I'm just speaking of this year. Yes, sir. Said it's still that scenario. And I'm just speaking of this year. Yes, sir. Said it's still that scenario. And I'm just speaking of this year. Say, yes, 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 say, yes.
I wish you fully comprehended what it took for me to get this far. But I'm here now, the future is ours. And the bars that I come up with can set a prisoner free from out the shackles that he's stuck with. I write what I like and don't bother to water it down. The industry became a big circus. So when I'm walking around, I'm seeing all type of looking weirdos. But who am I to judge? Do you think, clown? Don't be acting all surprised when they say that I'm complex. Cause me teaching on the mic is nonsense. That is old school to the new kids. They never say much, but on Twitter they chitter with loose lips. Greetings to the martyrs who I mourn. The freedom killing us is the one that you died for. It'll make you wanna cry more. But for a daughter and a wife, that's what I'll strive for.
We have a large number of Africans who are educated and who are taking part in the political struggles of the African people. The question of education has nothing to do with the question of the vote. On numerous occasions, it has been proven in history that people can enjoy...
Yes, yes, there we go. That was a 16 for 16. Presented by Toomey and Motif Records back in 2012. So the rappers in order of appearance, for those of you that weren't sure, first was Zubs, followed by Kanye. Third was Mr. Beef. The fourth was Kid X, Lebo Mucciuti, then 13. And in the background is 10 Diamond.
How they viewing you, really realizing they're as scared as even me and you. Reasons may be different, but the feeling
is... It's not a little change of pace. Cameroon's biggest rap star, biggest rap exports, Stanley Inau, who won Best New Act at the MTV Mamas back in 2014, just linked up with AKA on a song titled Bounce that also has Loco on the hook. And it looks like it's set to be a pretty big song across the continent. So let's give that a listen right now.
Live it loud, live it big, live it like a little child. Yo, all eyes on me. Motherland black magic jazz on me. The Bacala people, them be checking with me. Cameroon 237 leans on me. Whoa, I leave that bitch, you rap at them for back house. Stalking ya one day, they think it's first class. CVN, no, you said you didn't hear me. It ain't Timo Manyang, running Josie. Run Josie, Nima Nima Kenga. Bayangi, godly flow from heaven, Nana. Show you Pepe, positive rebel, Lele. Come up from Bafo Sam, we the best, now we did. Yeah. Them ducks in a flash, it's a fry pan. Nah. When they see me, they bow, nigga, wash hand. I be got rings a Santan. Pay my goddamn dues,
when
this
you
is
see
my
me
time
get down, yeah. When you see me get down, yeah. When you see me bow down, yeah. When you see me bow down, yeah. Cause I'm better than you. I'm better than you. Me feeling like Simdo, swerve, swerve in the Benzo, Joe Bird, fuck the world like a nympho, smash hits by the truckload, bad chick on my arm and a squad full of cutthroats, every award show, I'm in the front row, as far as awards go, I do the utmost, one time for the legend, one time, fella said the music is well, now your tongue tied in my pressure, everything I do is truly epic, lights, camera, action, first class flight, I'm relaxing, seat back, sipping on champagne. Super mega, I'm established. About to send the Uber to your ass. When you see me get down, yeah. When you see me get down, yeah. When you see me bow down, yeah. When you see me bow down, yeah. Cause I'm better than you. I'm better than you. You know I'm getting high. I'm in the sky. Yeah.
Hold up. Wait, wait, wait. Boy, them one die for my cake, cake, cake. Shorty one mother for a dead, dead, dead. See them walking on my streets like na pay day, day. Oh yeah, I be blowing hate, oh yeah. Selling out shows, oh yeah. Man of the year, I see you hustling to get there. You know that I'm already there. I'm the man of the year. Ah, you said you know I don't play. I be blowing big steaks back in my place. Eating bush meat up in Monfay. Popping my motherland of rose.
Popping my rose. Chillin' with the King Kong Stanley. Going for your best. Don't let group WhatsApp them. When you see me get down, yeah. When you see me get down.
Don't bother.
That was Bounce by Stanley Inau and AKA featuring Loco on the hook. Now we cross over to Kenya with Joe Makini and AKA for Don't Bother.
Kwenye ma playlist nasikia mna ndugu na hawa journalist na vipi kuhusu hizi beef za kule na huko sijui kuhusu beef chief mimi nafuga kuku wapi nani lini who when why who am I maswali kispy una wifi wifi sina chief mimi niko na wife unaandikiwa na niki sijui hiyo kalamu jomba naandikia biki unatoa nyimbo nyingi sikumbuki kutoa nyimbo mimi natoa hit eti who am I tabasamu juni meza ya my brother Toto mbili tatu kutia lada Don't bother Daraja mbili ngalelo Daraja hili wada ni masoro Don't bother Daraja mbili ngalelo Daraja hili wada ni masoro
Awesome I tell them niggas don't bother I be in the east coast getting Mosaka I be in the land of my forefathers In the club spending rands on the gold bottles Yeah, I'm with Joey in the squad TZ make a start, I be going hard Ain't it funny how these niggas used to hate? Now I'm 777, got Ugali on my plate. Bust a sikalela, mungo ibariki. Spit the acapella, speed it kusaka hella. Keep it super mega. Long way if I drop the top, shaela. Bega. Tuck, the combo. Jake, HB, that's my stronghold.
Stronghold. Don't bother. Taba samu juni meza ya my brother. Don't bother. Toto mbili tatu kutia lada. Don't bother. Don't bother.
Si lazim singi pale shamba uskai kire. Nanunua shamba heka na tektare. Mchaga na mpare. Uchungu na ela no jadi. You can't separate. Separate. Chektare. ID uliobale. Maisha kuwa mtu mzima tena wezi ombare. Ombare. Watu watakusaga kama gombare. RP lalbare. Sinoni daraja be. Kimia si weni loser. Get it. Naleta gere ndo gere na zidi bamba. Get it. Weni mbuzi takula kwa urefu wa kamba. Get it. Tulizipanga. You tulisanda. Kutumia na kiringi ringi ni kukata ringi ringi. Lishilingi lingi ziwe mingi mingi kwenye matumizi. Huna wa Wano siwe dingi dingi mina tengeneza waleta mboyo yo mingi mingi
Go f*** with the winners Play your position, don't get too comfortable with us Realest of niggas of what I see in the mirror Business is business, I'm getting bigger and bigger Oh no Tabasamu juni meza ya my brother
Don't bother Joe Makini, aka Don't Bother Kenya meets South Africa What a jam, what a jam Let's not take it all the way to Ghana with my boy C Real, who got Sarkodie to feature on his joint Boss.
Now I'm back in the song.
Rattling raps and I'm packing the flow. Grappling facts with my acting control. I feel it in every respect of my soul. Now respect me, I'm dope and I'm bad to the bone. Into these lyricists, moving the weight through the air like a physicist. Stacking these blocks to the top like a pyramid. If I conceive it, I'm birthing it, period. Why they compare me to others? I'm curious. Cause I'm impeccably skilled and I'm furious. Vivid delivery, what you did figure be. Show me a verse that I ain't killed with synergy. Took off the gloves and I'm putting my all in it. Pick up the phone and call up it. Department. This success is here in reality. Haters are gonna have to deal with the tragedy. Gravity holding me down. Don't be surprised. Once I'm alive, hip hop's still gonna derise. Tell by the focus and dim in my eyes. I'm the truth to this game. Y'all been living with lies. So please decide. This is a test. Who are the kings and who are the rest? I'm beating it up and I ain't talking sex. I've been making more dough, but I'm spending it less. I'm saving this game like I'm saving my checks. Police on these beats and I'm making the rest. The reaper they speak of, so no need for threats. Am I killing this game or the answer is yes?
I am a boss, so I know they can't say what you talk, though. Where you there, when are they hustle and when are they fight just to get to the top, though? Hey, you get your opinions and me, I get all my millions. So please, make you they listen and make you they watch as I get to the top, though. So when I'm cruising these streets, cause I'm killing these beats, all I'm hearing them say is When these ladies are calling, my money comes first, cause I've always been known as the When I'm cruising these streets, cause I'm killing these beats, all I'm hearing them say is When these ladies are calling, my money comes first, cause I'm trying to stay fly as a
I took off from rap, I
I just came back from rehab. Please tell me how many rappers do we have? Got my degree and my master's in T-Rap. Dropping some bombs like Nick and A-Rap. Want my men dissed to spark up some chaos. Geometry dudes, don't wait for me to pay us. Boy, it's a work here just to match up my status. But many sides, I just chose to be famous. Of course, this Nick, they copied my swagger. Don't wanna diss, I got laugh for my brother. Munam Tashimi, Bush shows for Nevada. So stack on the steps, you on the ladder. Damn, and Tuntum Tiami, here Sasu. Boys, they keep me moja, cause men katasu. Dogging me flow, but you cannot the hustle. Painting me future, Picasso, Picasso. My men share with the difference between bars, cause you know sometimes it seems. Boys, they punch, you need be quite extreme. Of course, I can do it for people to scream. But I break down my lyrics so you can relate. I am the best, no need to debate. My swab, you the pain, I can contain the hate. No need to brag, my CV be straight. I still got the masses appeal. You can see the passion is real. And y'all already know who the deal. Fan of my soul, but I respect you.
I am a boss, so I know they can say what you talk for. Where you there?
Boss. C-Real featuring Sarko Dia, produced by Mike Mill. Great song, great song. Back to South Africa. I sat down with a rapper slash producer slash vocalist named BK. And she's been in the game for a minute. And she's prepping for the release of her debut album and EP. So we spoke to her just to get a brief outline of who she is as an artist. What she's been doing in the music industry. And what her plans are for upcoming projects.
African Hip Hop Blog.
Alright, what's your name?
I'm BK. No, I'm joking. My name's BK, born in Joburg. Raised in Joburg. Born to a sound engineer dad and a Sotho pop singer mom. Grew up in this whole music thing. Took it for granted for a long time in my life. And I thought I was going to be a vet, because I love animals, I love dogs. And then, I became an artist, a musician, rapper, singer, everything. And in my journeys, I've actually worked with very interesting people. I've worked with, it started off in a house thing where I worked with Shimza and Revolution and DJ Dustline and, you know, DJ Cuba, Kid Funk. And then I started working with Reason. I was on his album. And then I did something with VG. And then afterwards I did something with Envy featuring Black Legs. I'm kind of currently working on something with this for my own stuff, my mixtape. I'm dropping an EP and a mixtape, that's BK. I'm weird, I'm crazy, I'm rude. I am not censored, so I say what I want, when I want, however I want, in my songs, that is. And don't expect me to be a role model, because I smoke. I'm joking.
So when did you start rapping?
I started rapping in 2014, like actively pursuing it as my own thing. But I used to rap in high school. And because I've got a history of making beats, by the way, I make beats, guys, like, ask anybody, people know this, well, the old school people know this, not the new guys, but your Listen Tubbies, your Reasons, your Instros, all of those cats, Meezy from Hype, all those guys know that. But yeah, anyway, when I used to still make beats back then, you know, I used to write closet rapper stuff, you know, you write, you hear it, whatever, being exposed to a lot of hip-hop, in a way, has also contributed to my skill. Then I started in 2014 properly, like pursuing it properly till now. And things have actually, they've moved very fast, like incredibly fast, crazy fast. And it's amazing. It's a joyride. I love it. Yeah.
So what's your production process like?
The production process, I produce with my brothers. I've got my own TDE. Yes, called Red House. My two brothers, the one raps, my nine man, the other one makes the beats track. So me and Track will make a track, a beat. He'll make the beat, I'll hear it. And then if I vibe with it, I'll start writing immediately. Then we take a break because we record from home, we eat, run errands. Then later on, when the house is quiet, there's no dogs barking or anything, then we record. Then he mixes, masters, we send it through, the label approves, doesn't approve, they like it, it's a go. If they don't, you know, I put it into my mixtape. So all my mixtape stuff is all the stuff that's not going into my EP. It's all reject stuff. But it's good rejects. Very good rejects. Yeah.
Just a weird thing.
Okay.
just saying, just a future reference. You don't want to make people think you're bagging. Why did you decide to go from production to rhyming?
I went from production to rhyming because even during the production process, I was already being incorporated into, you know, singing and stuff. You know, I was getting asked for features. I was doing backing vocals as well, just as a freelance extra money stuff. So I was doing backing vocals. I backed for Notende at some point. I worked with Max Hober. You know, I was doing a lot of stage things, a lot of session musician things as well. So it was only natural for me to go from being the person sitting there pressing the buttons to being the person behind the mic, being pressed the buttons for. Yeah, and, you know, it was just a natural thing. And then with hip-hop, because I was a hip-hop producer, I was exposed to so much hip-hop, and I've always been a closet rapper, it was only natural that I now get into rap. And the timing was perfect.
So you said you're working on a mixtape and an EP?
Yes, I am. I'm working on a mixtape and an EP. In fact, I was working on the mixtape first, and then the EP is recent things. But yeah, I'd already started working on my mixtape in December already, and I'm almost finished.
Okay. So what can people expect from those projects?
From the mixtape, they can expect a bit more depth, because it's a lot more work, so they get to really figure out, you know, what's with this chick, you know, like, who is she, what is she about, what is her style exactly? Because that's the question I've been asking. A lot of people are like, what is your sound? And I'm like, well, right now at the moment, I'm experimenting with a lot of sounds. But I am a person who likes popular music and popular sounds and things that touch my heart, you know. So you'll find a roller coaster of things. You'll find New Age Guaito, you'll find trap. You'll find a bit of trap soul. You'll find a bit of mushy R&B stuff, because I do have that emotional side. Yeah, you'll find some crazy stuff. That I say some really crazy BS. Yeah. And then for the EP, obviously with the EP, it's more for commercial appeal. So you'll find more, you know, commercially appealing songs. Things that will make people dance, things for radio, you know, things for the buyers. Yeah.
I got a question. I'm just interested, man, like, you know, because you're on Reason's latest album.
Yeah.
And y'all been homies forever.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, well, I'm not sure, but I'd imagine that you guys, like, every other time when you meet, you're like, yo, we need to do a song. We need to. So what did it take it to finally, like, you know, get over to Instro Studio and be like, yo?
That's the funny
get
thing.
Get on that mic, you.
That's the funny thing, though. Like, every time we've had a get together as friends, as a collective, you know, the whole group, we never really talk music, we don't talk the industry, we don't talk any, so there's never really been that talk.
Alright.
And how, you know, with Reason's album, how things happened, I just feel a little very sneaky, because Instro calls me and he's like, yo B,
good,
there's a song I wanted to do with so and so. So now so-and-so is taking too long with it, you know, and stuff like that. And besides, I'm feeling like maybe, you know, you can kill it better, whatever. So don't you want to come in and just see maybe if you vibe it or whatever? And I'm like, okay, cool, yo. Because Easter and I have always had that kind of relationship where it's like, yo, man, I need help with this or whatever. So I go in and we do the song. And Reason's like, yo, I love it. I love it. This is so dope. I love it. Okay, listen, BK, do you mind actually doing an entire verse instead of doing the hook? Because I was initially supposed to go there and do the hook.
And then you need that crack on some, the free crack.
Yeah.
Like, do you want this? And then they give you like, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, what would it hurt? I've got nothing to lose. Yeah, cool. Let's do it, you know? Right. And then, you know, we did the one song, the mantra. And then with the other one, I just wasn't comfortable doing like a rap verse at that time. I thought for me it was just a bit too much pressure, because from 2014 to now, there's been a lot of second guessing. There's been a lot of, I don't want to come across as a wannabe. I don't want to come across as somebody who's following the trend. I don't want to come across as, it's another girl. My God. You know? Yeah. So there was a lot of that where I wanted, before I can actually, you know, get into studio with somebody like Reason, you know, be solid within myself and be confident within myself about my work and know that, okay, cool, I'm the shit.
Yeah.
You know? But around that time, I was still very insecure and I was like, I'll pass. Because at that time, any negative criticism really hit home at that point, you know? So I was like, I don't want to go there. Reason tells me, nah, your verse is dope, but no, that would hit home. So I was like, nah, it's cool. It's fine. I'll just do the hook and then I'm still alive. We'll still do more songs.
Yeah. And now, how do you reconcile, like, your life and, like, your spiritual practice with the music? Is there, do you ever feel torn?
No, that's the crazy part. Yeah. No, I don't. I don't, because I always feel like the same energies that have allowed for me to have this talent and have this want to answer and pursue this particular calling, you know, it wouldn't clash because they're the ones who put it in me, you know. And I mean, they were past people, they lived, right? Yeah. They had dreams and aspirations and stuff like that. And yeah, you know.
You mentioned that you know, both your mother and father were into music.
Yeah.
Why do you think, like, you took it for granted? Or in what way did you take it for granted?
I took it for granted in the sense that it was the last thing that I wanted to do.
All right.
It was the last thing that I wanted to get into. It's like if you grow up in a household full of doctors, and there's doctors everywhere, there's surgeons, there's you know, dermatologists or whatever. You being the kid, it's there. You know, if you wanted to get it, you can. You can do it. But you choose, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I want to do something else, you know. And for me, music has always been a... Growing up, it was a negative thing for me because it always took my parents away from the house. So my mom would always be on a little tour to Mozambique or wherever, on some big cultural what. My dad was forever in studio, like forever, you know. So for me as a kid, I looked at it as a negative thing, like this takes you away from your family and, you know.
Yeah.
It was only later in life that I changed my mind, and this was also through process, you know, where I was like, I admire my dad for what he does. Actually, I think I want to do what my dad does.
Yeah.
Then I studied that, and then I worked as that. Then I was like, this is nice. The production side of things. Then I started producing.
Right.
Then gradually everything just went from this to that, to that, to that, to that, to that, to that. I mean, even now, I don't think my journey is done as a, as an artist. You know, I don't see myself just ending here at rap. At some point, I don't want to really be very active in rap. You know, at some point, I want to be something bigger than the game.
Mm.
You know, more of a creative director or whatnot, get into the business side of things. Maybe, you know, change careers, do photography or, you know, film or whatever.
Right.
You know, there's just so much in here
that
I feel like there's still more that I'm going to explore. Yeah.
And do the kids understand, like, what mommy does? Or are they, like, are you, because, like, you had beef with your dad always.
Yeah.
That, like, the studio.
Yeah.
And, you know, now you record from home and whatever, it's cool,
but
do kids understand that mommy has this time that's sacred?
No.
I
feel they're too small to understand what's going on. There is that discomfort when I need to be away all the time because it's either, you know, I'm meeting this person for that, or I'm here for an interview, or this and that, you know. And in the evenings, I'm home, but I'm not with them because I'm working.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like working. Put them to bed, we feed, we whatnot and stuff like that, bath, and then after that, you know, work. There's no bedtime story time and all of that, especially in a time like this where I'm trying to finish something, you know. But hey, I turned out okay. They'll be fine.
Cool.
They'll be okay. Because, I mean, if I work hard enough, the benefits that come with what I'm doing for them you know, they're going to thank me. If I sit on my ass and I'm lazy and I this whole career thing amounts to nothing, then they've got a reason to be like, you know what? You're such an asshole. All of that time that you spent away from us for what? For zip. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
African Hip Hop Blog.
That was my interview with BK, and this is the song that she's on by Envy, titled Skubu, featuring her, BK, and Black Les.
Wabona no boy, skimile my gang gang, and you know nuggets were in my changora. Usebe wang tafola, wampota gabo, you know who, or you know what, huh? I don't care about that, I got brothers, baby, who know you, and you know nada. You not aware about that, what you know about me, brah? Me, poro hoha gari kita, bora poro koba gari tika. Mami not 100, but she out here in front of emu koma gari tlipa. Barbone, 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 barre, twaka, barre, twaka. Mamelodi, 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 barre, din taka, barre, din taka. I'm in no pine, retospan, yagazakara to relax a bomb. Toti chechas got to the pecs, I'm sorry, put my this. Yeah, no rat, mama, mama, how chicken at so. Are sick is a bonus, is stoke, is a bonus, is sick, is a bonus, is stoke, is a bonus, is sick, is a bonus, is stoke. Put the pedal to the flow and let's go. And this song got your girl hanging out the window. Oh, and don't be telling me things I really don't like. Don't have time for peace, really keep on fighting. My girlfriend's life, baby, don't fight, baby.
There you have it. That is Skubu, Envy, featuring BK and Black Les. And to close out this week's podcast, we're going to play something from Bulls. We recently reviewed his latest mixtape, the Lo-Fi Tape Side A. Bulls has been releasing a lot of stuff recently, so head on over to the blog to see what he's got. And this is the song Ikasi, which we recently reviewed. That being said, don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, at AfricanHHB. Follow us on our Viber public chat, the African Hip Hop Blog. And of course, don't forget to follow me, at Phil Chard. This is Bulls Ekasi. See you guys next week.
Don't get like this, Bruno Bandit, and Born and Pilo, Bunyum Bum. Cooler than your heroes. Killing the shots, Joe. Soon, clearly, Lango Nemo. I'm a beast for the new good Joe. Meaning, I said, Super Joe. Nitty Mali, Yonke, cause I'm bad, no be like a blue with Joe. Yeah, we can't solo what's a gas. Ah, boom is bad, that only gas. Sala is a pop, solo what's a gas. Ah, my man, boom, not a gas. This is for my chita, I'm a boom gas. This is for my meat, I'm a boom gas. This is for the bosses, I'm a boom gas. This is for my chili, I'm a boom gas. Outside my big styles of my school, biggie and born and I'm going hard. Yeah, got one complaint. No, no, yeah, I'm making a lot sicker. Yeah, Joe for a few seconds. Now it's back like karma and I'm sitting here, I don't feel threatened. Feeling it, nip, yum. My melee beats, I'm mojos and haters, okay. Lindeli strip is sunny. Nyani, I'm gulali, there's a better ever sunny. So just stick to what you know. Sing a piggy sunny. Yeah, we can't solo what's a gas. Ah, boom is bad, that's all it gas.
hlala esabab solo kwenze gas. Ah, 29, kumnani gas. Ah, this is for my chita, I'm a booming gas. This is for my meti, I'm a booming gas. This is for the bonus, I'm a booming gas. This is for my chili, I'm a booming gas. Holiday every weekend, kumnani bigas, ibumnani don't end. Selling go 10, my meti I claim. Transiting Zambala and teasing a band. You understand, Yandi Valentini na Joe. Basically, I am the man. Soon find his son, his mojo Joe. Go ban pete, his style is a grand. Boom, loyam, send him clope. Boozy kaka, kau tope. Kupi kasa, kau bope. Go ban funu papa, jenga hobe. I'm a meti, funa onge. Mali yonge, funa yonge. Konix, this how chicha, kau tina na machita, si songe. Yeah, we can't solo what's it gas. Ah, boom is fun, that's all it gas. Sala is a pop, solo what's it gas. Ah, 29, boom nani gas. Ah, this is for a machita, I'm a booming gas. This is for a mamiti, I'm a booming gas. This is for the bonus, I'm a booming gas. This is for a machete, I'm a booming.
I used to play, play guy boss African hip hop blog handy.